Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank my co-host for the rest of today for being the guest host on this very program on Friday. Also, big thanks to my colleague, Matt Rothschild, for sitting in the guest host chair for me yesterday. Matt's going to also be here on July 3rd. We have a very special pre-July 4th celebration here on the Maggie Dawn for you schedule Maggie Dawn Show scheduled for tomorrow, July 3rd. Do not miss tomorrow's show. We take a brief break, if you will. We look past with a historian from the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. We observe our present with Professor Emeritus Howard Schwaber of the University of Wisconsin, Madison, a political scientist. And then we look forward with a media expert and another political scientist from the University of Wisconsin, Madison, about how do we talk about these things? How do we build bridges? How do we actually reach the compromise that State Senator LaTanya Johnson just discussed with us? Big thanks to the senator for being here. Again, she ticked off a couple of huge, I'm going to call them enormous improvements over the budget that the GOP or the MAGA regime here in the state had proposed. Again, to summarize, that includes $300 million for childcare, reimbursement rates that will finally get above the 40% mark, reaching 45% for special education funding here in the state. Instead of $80 million in cuts to the UW system, $256 million of additional investment, making for a $336 million swing. And the one thing that we weren't able to get to with the senator is that there is increased funding for Medicaid in this budget compromise. The increases, those increases will go to help hospitals pay to fund their Medicaid patients. Again, it increases the amount hospitals pay to the state to help fund Medicaid payments, but raising the percentage of their net patient revenue. So this is incredibly important. That fact, the Medicaid improvement, may be so critical in light of the yes. big brutal bill's passage in Washington, D.C. What an odd irony, Jim, that we're looking at the big brutal bill's passage in the Senate. Of course, now the House has to deal with the differences between the big brutal bills that each chamber adopted. But what an irony that the day that our U.S. Senate adopts the big brutal bill with a vice presidential tie-breaking mm-hmm. vote, on the same day that our Joint Finance Committee here in Wisconsin passes our biennial budget.
Right. We've got a 50-50 vote in the United States Senate. How fascinating as an historical matter. Vice President comes in and casts the deciding vote. Not surprising, but talk about eking something out. And again, Maggie, to your good points about the content of what's going on in that federal bill as opposed to the state bill, Medicaid, we're seeing, again, huge cuts with respect and the federal system with respect to medical coverage for people in America, millions of people here. Again, not an easy thing. We always have to struggle through these issues, but the possibility here of doing something positive in an area where our federal government may soon be cutting back, and that will have an impact upon the state of Wisconsin. Here, our budget, as the senator was saying, as you were recounting, making some real percentage changes there that are going to have an impact upon health care in Wisconsin to the good. May not be the 110% good that everybody was hoping for, but that's what compromise is all about. And I could not agree with you more that we need to be supportive of and even laud the people, including the senator and others, who look at this and say, okay, I can go back to my constituents and I can explain what I have done. And I've got you don't even have to describe it as the best thing I could possibly get. I advocated for this. We've got a good deal here. And maybe not great, but we've got a good deal here, and it's going to inure to the benefit of Wisconsinites.
Well, and I just, first of all, let me just say, from a procedural perspective, folks, if you're wondering what comes next, the full legislature has to take a vote tomorrow. If it passes tomorrow, query, I think it is passable without Democrat. I know it's passable without Democratic support. I think there will be some Democratic support for it, as State Senator Johnson's vote from the JFC indicated. Again, That vote, the full legislature, tomorrow, Wednesday. The governor then has 10 days to decide how he's going to wield his partial veto powers and or sign the budget using those partial veto powers. The governor's office has said those elements of the biennial budget that were negotiated, that were compromise solutions, he will not use his partial veto powers on. So again, something to keep watch of here. Another thing that Senator Johnson pointed out to us is that if this budget is not signed, meaning our state's yes. biennial budget, prior to the federal budget reconciliation bill being signed by President Trump, the state could lose somewhere in the ballpark of $1.1 million. Now, again, in the grand scheme, not a huge deal, but that's still $1 million for, again, healthcare in Wisconsin. So there is some time pressure here. Again, a negotiated solution. Jim, we got into this briefly, but I want to ask again, having been in rooms yes. when I have watched Democrats and Republicans negotiate highly contentious fiscal issues, I have always been appalled by both the far right and the far mm-hmm. left's penchant for what I'm going to call the easy vote that appeases the base. I object because other people will take the tough votes and actually get the thing done.
Right.
I think it's frankly kind of a cop out.
It is, and it works on a campaign poster then, right? I'm the one who voted for you. What is the impact of that? Well, I didn't vote for something practical once again, and I wasn't the guy who took some lumps also for doing just that. That's the problem.
The poetry of campaigns versus the prose of mm-hmm. actual governance. Again, congratulations to Senator LaTanya Johnson and Governor Evers for getting us forward on this budget. Stay tuned. Jim and I dig into the Supreme Court next.